Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
What up? 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 Happy Freedom Friday. Tap in with a old message, man. This is a message that was preached at House of Deliverance. Y'all tap in, get your Bibles ready, get your mind ready to receive a word.
I will obey God. I don't care what my mama say, I don't care what my daddy say, I don't care what hubby say, and I love hubby, but I will obey God. Amen. Amen. The scripture is found in Hebrews 5:8, and it reads, although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Amen. Somebody just holler out one more time, I will obey God. So pray this prayer with me. Good morning, Holy Ghost. Today's gonna be a walking on the water kind of day for me. I'm praying for the grace to discern the difference between my divine assignment and a demonic attack. Lord, have mercy. And I thank you, Father, that I will no longer live my life in fear, but every day and in every situation, I will walk by faith. I sense you calling me out of that boat and calling me to demonstrate your power in my generation. And my soul says yes today. I will not get in fear. I will not allow the storm to take my focus away from you. I declare I'm full of faith and supernaturally focused in Jesus' name. I'm called to do something no one in my position has ever done before. And I declare I will not drown obeying God. Peter's example in Matthew 14. Come on, Peter's example in Matthew 14, verse 22-33, is all the example I need. And I'm ready now to be used by you, Father, to walk supernaturally in the earth. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Come on, put those blessed hands together if you plan on obeying God. Amen. I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care how many of us got to die. I don't care who moved. I don't care who walked that way and I go that way. I don't care how many separate. I'm going to obey God. Amen. I'm going to do what God say do. Y'all heard what the scripture said. Say, although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. The Bible say obedience is better than sacrifice any day. I'm going to obey God. Amen. Come on, help me press in this morning. Today is Pentecost Sunday. For those of you that don't know what that means we are literally celebrating the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because it descended as Jesus ascended. Amen. One day. Amen. He sent back a comforter. Amen. To live on the inside of us. How many know that the Holy Ghost keeper? if you want to be kept. Amen. He don't make you if you don't want to, but he is a keeper if you want to be kept. Amen. So let's go before the throne of grace this morning. Lord, we just honor you today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for intercession this morning, God. Hallelujah. And the intercession team, God. We thank you, Lord, for the pulling down of strongholds this morning, God. God, for the laying aside every sin and the weight, God, that so easily beset us. For the sacrifice, God. Hallelujah. To even come lay out and pray, God, an hour prior to the service, God. Oh, God, we came, God, to stir up the gifts on the inside of each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God, that you may be glorified, God, in our lives, God, with our lives, God, with every conversation, God, with our thoughts on this week, God, on every God, and with every person we come in contact with, Lord, we ask, hallelujah, that your dunamis power, God, work in us like never before, God. We read in the scripture this morning, God, that we were called to do something in our position that ain't nobody ever done before, God. Oh, God, we ask, Lord, that you cause a scene, God, like you did in the word when it said, eyes haven't seen, hallelujah, ears haven't heard, neither entered into the hearts of man, the things that you're going to prepare for us, God. Get us ready, God, for what you have for us in this hour, God. Get our spirits ready, God. God, that we may receive, God, a blessing from you, Lord. Oh, God, we give you glory and honor this morning, God. For you alone are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, God. You're perfect, God, in every way, Lord. You're perfect and holy in every way, God. Mighty is your hand, God. Oh, and we honor you today, God. Hallelujah. With the fruit of our lips, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, I want to hear the redeemed of the Lord. The Bible say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, open up your mouth and press in this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and press in. Hallelujah. We serve a God that sits high, but he looks low. We serve a God that is always thinking about us. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, the angels ask the question, who is man that thou art so mindful of them, that you made them a little lower than us? God, I give you glory today, God, for the power to tread over serpents and scorpions that they may not harm us, God. I give you glory today, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God, and every tongue that rises up against us, God, shall utterly fall. I give you glory today, God, that you gave us in your word, Lord, God, oh, how to conduct our lives, God, how to lay out before you, Lord, how to gain your characteristics, God, and we say thank you today, God. We give you glory today, God, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost, God. We give you glory today, God, for the power, the authority, and the anointing, God, that you have given us on today, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We say thank you today, God, hallelujah. We don't give no glory, God, to no other source, God. You are the only wise God, hallelujah. You are the only wise God, hallelujah. You are the first and the last, God. You are El Shaddai. You are Elohim, God. Oh, you are Adonai this morning, God. You are the sacrificial lamb that was slain. I'm talking about Jesus this morning, y'all. I'm talking about Mary's baby, hallelujah. I'm talking about a sacrifice that went all the way to Calvary and died that we may live, hallelujah. I'm talking about the bomb in Gilead. I'm talking about the great physician this morning, hallelujah. We give you glory and honor today, God. I'm talking about a way maker, hallelujah, and a promise keeper. I know that some of us are having a hard time. Believe me, we all are, hallelujah. But we serve a God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, hallelujah. And we thank you to God. We give you glory, God, for thinking of us, hallelujah. For giving us a mind to be in this place today, hallelujah. We didn't come because we go to this church, hallelujah. We didn't come this morning because somebody invited us, hallelujah. But it was ordained, hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago for us to be in this place as one body on one accord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for every person that came in this morning with expectation. Expectation to see you move. Expectation to hear a word. Expectation to cry out, Lord, out of the deep recesses of our soul, God. Expectation to live holy, God. Expectation to get your undivided attention today, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And God, we expect you, God, to move in this house, Lord. like never before, God. Hallelujah. Rain down in this place, God. Hallelujah. Hover over this congregation today, Lord, like never before, God. Open doors, make ways, God. Hallelujah. In this place, spiritually on today, God. In the name of Jesus, cause us to experience another feeling, God, of the Holy Ghost, God. Cause us, God, to experience deliverance in this place today, God. Cause us to cry out, Lord, like never before, God. Oh, God, cause the praises of your people to reign in this place, God. For the Bible said that he inhabits the praises of his people. Y'all, that means that when you praise, he come looking for you. He come looking for us when we praise him. Hallelujah. So cause us to praise you today, God, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Cause us to lay aside every sin and the weight that so easily beset us in this hour. Don't allow the enemy to steal what you're trying to place in us today. But cause us to give you our undivided attention that you may be glorified. God, we pray for the word of God on today that you send a word like never before. A word, God, straight out of heaven's press, God. Speak to our hearts, the very intents, God, of our spirit, God. Hallelujah. Sensitize our ears even now that we may hear what it is the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. God, we pray for every family that's been affected by every shooting that has occurred, God. Those, God, those demons, those little imps, God, that are waiting on assignment to strike another school, another hospital, another grocery store, God, we bind it up now, Lord. We send you packing. We send the devil packing today. He has no dominion, no power over the things that God has control over. Hallelujah, God, you are in control because you are the only wise God. Lord, we pray for peace this morning. Peace in the minds of your people. Hallelujah. We pray this morning, God, for divine. Somebody came looking for direction today, God. Which way to go? We pray for divine direction this morning. We pray for that broken part this morning, God. Hallelujah. We pray, God, that you put us back together again. For you are the potter and we are the clay. Place us back on the potter's wheel, God. Shape, make us and mold us into the men and women of God that you created us to be. Hallelujah. Give us a voice even now, God. Hallelujah. Anoint our heads with oil that goodness and mercy shall follow us. I'll follow all of us all the days of our life. Hallelujah. So that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. We thank you now, God, for divine protection over every family member that is represented today. God, we stand in the gap for our families today, God, for our children's schools, God. Let us stand up and be the one, God, that you use, God, to cry out, Lord, to protect our babies, God. Give us the strength to fight when we don't have fight on the inside. Give us the strength, God, to pray over our children when we don't have strength to pray. Give us what to say and how to say it, God. To fight and push back, because God, you said that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. If he can't prevail, that means he can't push against what God has put together. We push back today, hallelujah, through prayer and through fasting. We push back every agenda that the enemy has. We push back every plot. We push back every scheme. We push back every attack that Satan has let loose in the earth. And we curse it now by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. And the precious blood of the Lamb, we shall live. Come on, somebody say that. We shall live and not die. We got work to do. We got work to do, y'all. We shall live and not die. I know you may see scars. I know you got scars. Some of us got invisible scars. But that just lets you know you're still alive. That what the enemy tried to do to you, he didn't win. He gave us evidence that he was there, but he didn't win because we're still here. That means we still got an opportunity to press. We got an opportunity to fight. So I'm going to keep on pressing like my brother Paul said. I press toward the mark. I forget things that are behind me. Can't focus on what's going on. We got to move forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the power and authority of the Holy Ghost and the precious blood of the Lamb, I pray for every person watching our live this morning, those that will go back and watch the replay, whatever they stand in need of, God, with your will being done, God, we ask your hand provided, God. Open doors, make ways, Lord, where it don't seem to be a way. In Jesus' name, ask that you bless every song, God. Hallelujah. Bless your preached word, God. Bless our pastor this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, from the top of his head, God, to the sole of his feet, Lord. Desire, God, that he has, God, for ministry. We ask, God, that you provide it. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for every prophecy, God, that's been placed in this house. We thank you, God, that it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. We give you glory in advance, God. Hallelujah. That we won't be here long. Hallelujah. We give you glory, God, for every connection that we have made, God. Hallelujah. We give you glory, God, for the favor of God being on our lives, God. Hallelujah. And we're so careful, God, to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say real loud with your chest. Say, and it is so. And so it is. Come on now, put those blessed hands together and praise your God. Come on, you could do better than that. Come on, open your mouth and give your God a praise. It is so. And so it is. Hallelujah. Y'all, when I was praying, I kept hearing that God will open the desert place and cause water to spring up in a dry place. I kept hearing that, and I was thinking, you know what, maybe that's a message, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere, because somebody is in a dry place this morning, and God is saying, I'm going to bring up, he's going to make water appear where there's a dry place. Y'all know ain't no water in the desert. He said, I'm going to make water spring up dry places. Lord, have mercy. See, sometimes we come to church, and we think that deliverance that day was all we need. But deliverance, that's an everyday struggle. The Bible say, I'm going to be fighting. He say, your flesh die daily. We're going to fight every single day. We're not perfect because we purge one day. This is a constant battle, constant fight to live holy. Amen. So we have to practice laying aside those things, those little foxes that spoil the vine. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I give God glory today. Hallelujah. I give him glory today. Hallelujah. Not just because it's Pentecost Sunday and I'm a celebrate. I celebrate the Holy Ghost every Sunday. But I just feel like something is about to break. Something is about to break. I can feel it, y'all. Something is about to break. Amen. But you got to press in. You got to press in for what you want. Hallelujah. And I give God the praise. Hallelujah. And the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's the way I pray. I decree and declare when I pray. Amen. I put the word to the prayer. Amen. Because what I say don't matter if the word don't follow it. Amen. The only thing that God recognizes is not our feelings. It's the word of God. And I'm going to tell you somebody else that recognizes it. The devil. That's the only thing he respects. Amen. He don't care nothing about us. Y'all know how you say it all the time. He don't care about you packing your Bible on your lunch break. He don't care about you not eating because it's lunchtime. The only thing he respects is the word of God. Amen? Amen. So we want to make sure that God knows, amen, that we are on one accord, amen, with what he has in this place. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to have a little worship. Amen. Is that all right? Y'all feel like worshiping? Come on, just close your eyes and put your hands in the air. Y'all remember what Apostle told us last week? Say, when you go halfway, that means that you understand that you can't do it without God. But when you go all the way, you saying, Lord, I surrender everything. I give you everything. Hallelujah. I surrender all things this morning. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We love you today, God. Hallelujah. And we just want you. Hallelujah. We just want you in this place today, God. Hallelujah. Have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way, Holy Ghost. have your way in this place. Those that want to be set free today, God, rain down on us today, God. Those that are still battling with those little things, God, that cannot be seen, those hidden things, God, in our heart, God, we ask that you remove them today, God. Hallelujah. I don't want it. Hallelujah. Take everything, God. I don't want it and I don't need it today, God. We just want you today, Lord. We just want you today, God. We just want you, God. Hallelujah. Be glorified with our praise on today. Be glorified in this place, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. Come on, don't stop your praise. Come on, open your mouth and worship him. Open your mouth and worship him. Hallelujah. He is so worthy. He is so worthy. He is so worthy. We serve a holy God. A holy God. Hallelujah. A matchless God. Hallelujah. A powerful God. A mighty God. Hallelujah. Strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Powerful. Wonderful is his name. Hallelujah. Nobody like our King. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And we give him the glory. Hallelujah. We give him the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. God says, men, open up your mouth. Thank you, God. I believe I'll say that again. He says, the brethren, the men, need to open up their mouth. The land is needing to hear from the men. The men, open up your mouth. Give God your praise. Give God your manly praise. He needs to hear your voice. He needs to hear your Shekinah glory right now in this place. Your women need to hear your voice. Your children need to hear your voice. Your children need to hear your voice. Open up your mouth and give him some praise. We bind up the spirit of rebellion right now in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft right now in the name of Jesus. Give them confidence right now, God, to let go and open up their mouth and give you the praise that you are rightfully deserving. Go ahead, open up your mouth. Ain't no age limit on men praising. Glory, 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 glory. The men led praise and worship. The men haven't been able to lead homes because the children haven't seen men bow down to the Father. You're not a punk because you don't pray. Come on, open up your mouth, open up your mouth, open up your mouth, open up your mouth. I dare you to let out a hallelujah. I dare you to let out a manly thank you, Jesus. I dare you, I dare you, I dare you. Liberation is right here in your voice. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Shout out like you hollered blood. Shout out like you hollered cuz. Shout out like you was a gangster in the streets for the kingdom. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, right now with baby mama trauma. Woo, glory to your name, God. Depression, agony, low self-esteem. You're getting confidence right here today in your worship, in your manly worship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sons of thunder, rise right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God. Thank you, God. Roar right now, Father. From the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You exist for a reason. The dominion rests in your mouth. In your, you don't speak it, we can't receive it. Peace won't be over your home unless you open up your mouth and declare peace over your home. Peace won't be in your relationships. Open up your mouth and declare peace over your woman, over your children, your finances. We have to get out of the good God Almighty of allowing the women to take some responsibilities of our manly duties. You want to know why there's a whole lot of women in church or teaching in church? Because the men are absent. The men have no confidence. The men are cowards. Right now, grab back what's yours. Grab back what's yours. We can't get to the kingdom. We can't rule the kingdom. We can't walk our destiny with our mouths closed. The devil don't believe a whisper. Good God Almighty, we'll whisper. You can't say that to me. We'll whisper. Y'all ain't in here today. We'll whisper over our finances. We'll whisper our mouth closed. We'll think it consciously, but won't say it out of our mouths. The devil ain't afraid of you, because he can't see your teeth. Good God Almighty. Devil ain't afraid of you because he doesn't recognize your voice. Hallelujah. I dare you. I dare you to say, take sole responsibility of your manhood today. Devil done pumped you out of your worship. Good God Almighty. Devil done pumped you out of your finances.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Pumped you out of your relationship.
Come on, Pastor.
Ooh, good God Almighty. But when somebody in the streets disrespects you, what do? You stand up and be a man. I dare you to stand up and be a man for your righteousness, for your holiness, for your set. Y'all ain't in here. For everything that the enemy has taken away from you. I dare you. I dare you. You want respect from your sons. You want respect from your family members. Show them how you worship. Show them how you praise. Show them how you get on your knees and pray. Don't worry about how it sounds. With anything else, it takes repetition. It takes repetition. It takes repetition. I didn't tell y'all to stop. It takes repetition. It takes repetition. That means you have to continuously have praise come out of your mouth, not into your belly. Anything that go back in, you regurgitate off of it. He says, spit out that declaration. Spit out that scripture. Spit out that prayer. Spit, y'all ain't in here. Spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out. Hallelujah. 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 I remember I was timid in my praise. I remember I wouldn't speak above a whisper until that door slammed shut with them bars on it. And I knew it wasn't going to be nobody but Jesus to get me out of the mess that I was in. Mama's in the hospital. Brothers everywhere else. Family members not accepting calls. So I had to depend on Jesus. I had to open up my mouth. I had to get in my word, because there was a whole lot of other brothers in there bigger than me. Wasn't going to be able to whoop everybody. So I had to depend on Jesus for protection, for Jesus for my sanity, for Jesus for my peace. I dare you. I dare you to be a man. Be a man today. Good God Almighty. Be a man today. Not just any ordinary man, but be a man of God. Be a man of substance. Be a man of situation. Y'all in it here. Be a man of the cloth. Be a husband. Be a father. Y'all ain't in here. That'll make you a better brother. That'll make you a better steward. If you allow God to control your every being. Hallelujah. I ain't preaching yet. Good God Almighty. Lord says, roar. 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 Give him a manly roar. Good God Almighty.
Yeah. Come on,
y'all. Give him a manly roar.
Open up your mouth. Hallelujah.
That's it. Give him a manly roar. Hallelujah. 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 That's it. Even and it becomes contagious. It falls on to your significant other. It falls on to your children. And everywhere that you go, anointing sprinkles around the room. Everywhere that you go, the anointing breaks yokes. In the grocery store, in the parking lot, in your bedroom, in your finances, in every situation that you believe there to be a struggle, open up your mouth and control the atmosphere with your praise. Hallelujah. Just like that. Just like, get gangster with it. Hallelujah. Just like that. Thank you, Jesus. With the same attitude. Like you feeling disrespected. Thank you, God. With the same attitude that you feel belittled. Good God Almighty. Give that enemy back the same energy that he's been giving you for years. When he said that you were a nobody. When he said that you were less than a man. When he said that you were incapable of doing everything that every desire in your heart set forth to do. He says, give him the business in your praise. Give him the business. In other words, put up your dukes. Don't go out without a fight. Good God Almighty. Quit telling the devil to bag back and give you 50 feet. Put your head down and go right towards him. I'm more than a conqueror. I shall not be defeated. Glory to your name, God. I shall not be defeated. Come on, to give him your best praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
I shall not be defeated.
Don't play with it.
I shall not. Hallelujah.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
In your name, God.
Don't play with it.
I'm calling on you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
On the feet of the master.
Thank you, God. 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 You think you got it bad. Good God Almighty. The attack starts at the head and then trickles down. So if you think your week been bad, your month been bad, your year been bad, but I'm still able to stand up here and encourage you. I'm still up here able to give you a word. I'm still able, if you think that you've been had it bad, yeah. Seen nothing. If I could give you a peek into my life, into my circumstance, you'll look at your little old situation and nod your head and go bow down. You'll say, oh, you're a bad man, Pastor. You got more strength than me. You got more faith than me. But I'm here to tell you, it comes from repetition. The greater the test, the greater that testimony. Ooh, y'all ain't in here. He says, time out for y'all to be ashamed of what you're going through. I dare you to share it and tell others how good God was, how he made it available when you didn't think you were. Y'all ain't in here. I dare you to stop being afraid to open up your mouth when you were faithless, when you were about to lose your mind. I dare you to open up your mouth and talk about the goodness instead of all of your problems. You say, talk about how you made it through. How you get through now. How you able to still stand. How you ain't, y'all ain't in here. Some of you still stuck in it because you ain't opened up your mouth since you've been here. I'm trying to get you a little bit closer. I'm trying to give you another situation, another circumstance that resonate with your spirit. I'm trying to get you where you can release and let go and let God have his way, not only in your mind, but in your heart and your spirit. I understand that everybody don't like being looked upon. So close your eyes. Don't look at nobody else. And I dare you to let go. Lift up your hands. I dare you. Your freedom is attached to it. Think about it. You too worried about what somebody else gonna think. I'm more concerned about what he gonna think. When I had the opportunity to let it go, I held it in. Then we blame it on the atmosphere. We blame it on the word. We blame it on the preacher. But how many of us know that we have the responsibility to bring what we need to get what we need? We come empty-handed, you leave empty-handed. You come empty-hearted, you leave empty-hearted. You have to bring your praise. You ain't brought no word, you ain't get no word. Hallelujah. So if you want something from the Lord today, you ought to open up your mouth. You want your situation to change, you ought to open up your mouth. You need healing, you ought to open up your mouth. You need deliverance, you ought to open, y'all ain't in here. You ought to open up your mouth, open up your mouth, open up your mouth. The praise and worship leaders shouldn't have to do all of the work. Y'all ought to make it easier. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Woo, if it was room in here, I'd run. Because I already know what's about to happen next. Good God Almighty. See, when you can see in the spirit, you already see moments ahead. Already see deliverance. Good God Almighty. Already see deposits. Already see new child. Y'all ain't in here. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mother, I see healing. Hallelujah. Brother Waylon, I see a peace of mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It's yours. It's just attached to your praise. How bad do you want it? How bad do you need it? Oh, y'all ain't old enough, but y'all ain't saying nothing. How bad do you need it? How bad do you want it? Don't show me, show him. Show him your appreciation. Show him. Y'all ain't in here today. Show it to him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. 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 Let me tell you a little story. Let me show you how we can easily get things twisted. And we'll give the enemy more credit than he's deserved. Sister Alex, watch this. Every Sunday that I'm up here to teach or preach, my computer's right here. Every Sunday, we have technical difficulties. We're unable to hook up to the internet. We're unable to log in. For some strange reason, it's always an attack on the computer system. So I tried to log into my phone. That didn't work. Oh, good God Almighty. See, we always tried to get the enemy credit. We always want to point to the devil. But how many of you know that the devil has no dominion in this place? Good God Almighty. We try to blame it every time something goes wrong. Every time we're picking out of our comfort zone, we're placing the results on the enemy. How many of you know that I can't move from here to there with that computer? I can't get you to where you need to be without allowing the anointing and the Holy Spirit to speak through me right gently on the spot. If I give a scripture, it's only for reference. But I need to give you some empowerment. Read that well or read fast enough to give it to you. He said, from now on, everything that I'm going to give to your people is going to come from your belly, out of your mouth. It's going to come from your prayer life. Everything that I'm going to give is going to come from my mind, because you have to have the mind of me. No longer standing on the computer, no longer standing on definitions in Google, no longer, y'all ain't it here. He says the only way for you to free them is to let go and move. I'm already in my message. Do me a favor, your favorite seat, get out of it, go on to the other side of the room. Move quickly. Move your favorite seat. The seat that you sit in everywhere. I don't care if you got babies to drag. I don't care if you got books. He says move expeditiously. Listen. There's blessings in obedience. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it in your transition. There's blessings in your obedience. Many of us flunk classes because we didn't do what we were told to do. Many of us didn't get the jobs because we didn't do what was required. Many of us don't have the finances that we're supposed to have or think that we have. It's because of the lack of our obedience. In results, that's rebellion. Rebellion is attached to witchcraft. So we're witches and warlocks without even being... Hello, somebody. Can't tell me what to do. Can't tell me where to go. Where is that found at? Who said that? Can you... He says, be obedient. Hear the word of the Lord and move. Some of us got to looking around the room where I'm going to go. He said, move. Don't think about it. Do it. He said, do it. He said, move. He said, move. First Lady, we ain't singing today. Keep the music going. He says, move. In other words, we have to do it differently. I said before, we come in and leave out the same way because we have the same expectations. You don't have no high expectations when you come to 118 South Texas Street. You know we're going to sing at this time. We're going to give offering this time. We're going to do this at this time. And then you're going to leave out the same way that you came in. But I'm here to tell you that the devil is a lie and the truth ain't in him. You're going to get something today because it's time to move. It's time to shake up some things in your mind. Shake up some things in your life. Shake up some things in your finances. Shit, y'all ain't in here. It's time to shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. You ought to go home today. Some things been sitting on a table for far too long. Pick it up and move it. You go home the same way when you leave here. Go a different direction. You eat the same meals. He said, move on to something. Y'all ain't in here. Some of us been cussing and drinking and doing a whole lot of things the same way. The only way that I can take you from there to here is to allow some things to be moved out of your life. There's some people in your life that needs to move. There are some things, y'all ain't in here. There's some places that you like to go that needs to be moved out of the equation. But we're comfortable. We're comfortable. We don't like challenges. We like it the way that it always. It's always. I can handle this. I know what to expect from this. I know the results of this. But I dare you to grab a hold of something that you have no idea how the results are gonna be. And that is totally dependent on him. Oh, y'all ain't getting it. Y'all ain't getting it. Y'all ain't getting it. Y'all ain't getting it. You know, when those pink slips come, when the callers keep coming and saying you owe this and they saying you owe that, we go into the same frantic mode. Every single month, not thinking to fast or pray. We go straight to payday loan. Straight to calling relatives. Hello, so y'all ain't even here today. Straight to the pawn shop. Hello, somebody. God just looking back at us and say, well, when you gonna come to me? When you gonna ask me for it? When you gonna put in Jesus' name behind it? He says, ask in my name and it shall be given. Say, when you gonna start trusting the word? You're holier than thou on Sunday. Lose your fire Sunday night. Because we're not allowing the word to resonate in our spirit. We're not grabbing hold to what's being said. So we take it and we leave what we thought we heard, not what we know we digested. It says time now for patty cake. Relationships for our Savior. There's so many Christians that don't even really believe that he died. They just say he died. Because if we really believed that he, oh, good God Almighty, we wouldn't be afraid of corona. We wouldn't be afraid of the monkeypox. We wouldn't be afraid of gun violence or mass shootings because we'll be solely dependent on him. So it's time for you to move from that mentality. Move from that shaky faith. I watched some of the men as I was encouraging you to open up your mouth and let go and let God. And a lot of us never saw a smile, never saw the pearly whites of your teeth. Why? Because it was only on the surface. We thought we could do everything with our mind. How many of you know or believe in the scripture that we are supposed to speak those things as though they were so that they may become? So in other words, what you heard, you didn't believe that you could be the man that God has called you to be. That's why your mouth didn't open. You didn't believe it. I'm still gonna be a nobody. I'm still gonna be a deadbeat dad. I'm still gonna be an alcoholic. I'm still gonna have this. And the devil is a lie and you're confusing your atmosphere. Shift it right now in the name of Jesus. I done went from a complainer to a praiser. Y'all missed it. You should open up my mouth 24/7, complaining about what people did this and how people don't like me, how they put their mouth on this and what they said about that. But what I failed to realize, if I wasn't doing nothing, then they would have nothing to say. If I wasn't being who God called me to be, they might be closed. But how many of you know that if we look at the real results, we'll give God praise? But that being said, Sister Mia, I thank God for my haters. I thank God for each and every doubter and naysayer, because you give me motivation. You give me confidence to know that the word that I'm reading, the word that I'm speaking and living is true. The only way you can have that type of faith is you have to move from where you are into where you need to be. I dare you to have confidence today. 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 You haven't got that raise because it's attached to your faith. Good God Almighty, y'all missing it. Y'all missing it. Now it's going right over your head. We read a decree each and every Sunday. Many of us haven't grabbed hold to it because the faith level is not where it needs to be. It's a whole bunch of hogwash and a whole bunch of words. But how many of you know that it's manifested in my life? Ever since we put it out, how many of you know that I worked a 9-to-5 in 3 years, but it's been by the grace of the Lord that I ain't been evicted, I ain't had my lights turned off, I ain't had my car repoed, I ain't had a whole lot of clients to buy and purchase pictures, but it's been by faith, not by sight. Pastor Mayberry, how you do it? How do you do this? How do you do that? How do you, oh, y'all don't want to know. I do it sleeplessly. Good God Almighty. Because I'm consistently asking God, when you going to move on this? When you going to take care of that? When you going to, y'all in it here? When are you going to mend this broken heart? When you going to fix this relationship? When you going to shut this mouth? When you going to remove this person? When you got, y'all ain't in here? I'm consistently asking God, when you gonna do it? Not are you gonna do it, but when? Oh, because I know you're capable of doing it. So we have to move from surface vocabulary to spiritual vocabulary. Y'all missed it. We still stuck on the ABCs of the gospel. God says move on to sentences and paragraphs. Says it's time for you to elevate. It's time for you to elevate. Oh, Lord have mercy. They getting it. Right now, somebody's still complaining in their mind. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I hear what he's saying, but I just don't have the confidence to do it. I just don't see myself going without working 2 or 3 jobs. I just can't see myself trusting wholeheartedly in spirit and truth on you, Lord. So what you going to do with me? God says, move out of my way. You in his way. Your mindset is in his way. You can't have the mind of Christ because you stuck on how you think, how you believe it's supposed to go, what this part of the scripture means. He says, move out of the way so I can take you from there and give you new revelation. Oh, Lord, help us in here today. All of the prophecies that we've been given, oh, my God, here today. You're not going to manifest if none of us believe it. Too many of us are too worried about who said it, who mouth it came out of. Oh, God, here today. Who mouth it came out of? Who mouth it? Oh, Lord, help us in here. Who mouth it came out of? How many Bible thumpers can recall the burning bush speaking? How many of you Bible scholars remember that he used a donkey? So I'm smart enough with my dumb self to know if he can use any of that, he can use any. If he can use an alcoholic, he can use a dope fiend. Y'all ain't in here. He can use a deadbeat. He can, y'all ain't getting none of this stuff. He can use a woman. He can use a child. Y'all ain't in here today. He can use whoever he wants to use. It's not up to us how it sound or where it came from. It's up to us if we can recognize who said it. He can use a brick wall. Do y'all understand the reason that there's a rock down there? There's a rock sitting right there on the floor. It's a rock right there sitting right there on the floor. Right there on the floor. Right there. It's a big old boulder sitting right there on the floor. Y'all shouldn't want to be like that rock. Just sitting. Just aging. Just collecting dust. But I'd rather the rock cry out. Than any of the phony ones cry out when they don't mean it, when they don't receive it. That's why I got the rock close to me. That's why I can lean on the rock. Oh, y'all ain't in here. I can lean on the rock. When you looking funny, looking upside the wall, I can bend down and I can look at that rock. When I go full of loss of words, I can lean down and look at that rock, because that rock mean to me more than what you think I'm saying, more than what you believe I am. That rock mean to me more than what you ever give in finances. Well, Pastor, Sister, I can hear us here. Pastor is just a rock. Exactly. On the outer surface. But if I have faith that that rock is something else, good God Almighty, I can get strength from that rock. I can get confidence from that rock. Oh, Lord, help me in hell. I can get anything that I need from that rock. So the first thing, first point, we need to transition. Transition, transition. Say it with me. Transition. Transition. What does it mean? It means the process of a period of changing. Y'all hear it? Of changing. Say it with me. Of changing. Of changing, of not staying the same, of changing from one state or condition to another. How many of us willing to make this transition? Oh, Lord, that sound real sour, sound real, but how many of us are ready to embrace whatever God has in store for us in this transition, whether it's we're going to be in elevation on our jobs or moving from one place to the next? It's a process of change. It's a process of change. It's a process. Y'all missing it. It's a process. I see the shirts all the time that say, trust the process. Trust the process. I ain't never been in this. I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about that. It says, trust the process. When we move out of the way and allow the process to take course, when we move out of the way and allow God to work on our way of thinking, work on our diets, work on everything that we need working on, we have to eliminate our stinking thinking and trust the process. There's a process. In other words, it's not happening overnight. When is going to happen? When is this going to go from this? When they going to treat me better? When are we going to have a better relationship? Or when I'm going to get a raise on the job? Or when God going to open doors? He says, trust the process. In the middle of the process, you continue to praise. You continue to pray. You continue to do things that God has instructed us to do. Don't sit back and wait on it. Praise like it already happened. You say, oh, you didn't trust the process. You sitting, waiting on the process. Oh, Lord, help us sitting here, Lady Mayberry. I'm a firm believer that it's not what you go through. It's how you go through it. Oh, Lord. Looking at a felon. Told you about them being locked up. I'm looking at a felon. Couldn't go and put applications in at the particular places that I believe that I should work at. So guess what I did, mother? I went and bought that lawnmower, had a four-door car, and I put that lawnmower in the back of that car. And I rode all around town, and I went cut yards. I edged, trimmed hedges, and did everything that I needed to do. And before you know it, I started making more than I was making on that 9-to-5, working out of the back of a car. It says no more excuses. During the process, you can't lay dormant and expect some hocus pocus to come. I'm just going to wait on God to handle it, but you ain't doing nothing. Faith without works is, talk back to your boy, faith without works is dead. That means if you ain't doing nothing, you ain't getting nothing. Oh, Lord, help us in here today. God Almighty. So the second thing that I want you to grab hold to this morning is maneuver. Maneuver. Oh, Sister Kenza, she looking at me. She said, what does that mean? It's a movement or series of moves requiring skill. Brother said, got it. He says it's a series of movement. I see y'all done got comfortable. Y'all done got real comfortable where you sit. God says move again. Go ahead. He said, move again. You got too comfortable over there. Leave the baby right there. He ain't bothering nobody. Angels got him covered. But did y'all see what we did? Did y'all see what we did? Did y'all pay attention to what we did? I'm going to run all around the room. Lady Mary, you better move them cones while I take flight. Listen here. We moved from one side to the next. Some of us didn't move far. Some of us moved just to the other side. Some of us took 3 steps back. Some of us took three steps forward. God says there's a series of movements. Y'all moved and stopped. In other words, he said, keep moving. He said, keep moving. In other words, stay busy. Stay in prayer. Stay in fasting. Stay in your faith. Y'all ain't in here. He said, keep moving. He said, move till I say stop. Y'all ain't get it. He said, a movement of series of move requiring skill. So we're just not moving consistently, but we're moving with skill. We moving with skill. We moving with purpose. Y'all ain't in here. We moving with understanding. We moving with wisdom. We moving with praise, thanksgiving. We ain't just moving. We moving with skill. Hallelujah. 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 We ain't just moving. We ain't just moving. We ain't just moving just to be moving. We moving and receiving at the same time. There's a scripture that said that they walked around the building seven times. It didn't make sense to them at all. They believed that the one that told them to do it was crazy. But how many of you know it was because of their obedience and their movement that the walls fell down? The walls of your depression. The walls of your finances. In your movement, how you maneuver will come falling down. The walls of your drunkenness, the walls of your addiction, thank you, God, will come falling down. I know some of us getting tired, but that's what it takes in your movement. That's what it takes when you maneuver. That's what it takes, he says. And when you do all that you can, I'll do the rest. Woo-wee! Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Everybody in the middle. Everybody in the middle. Everybody in the middle. Everybody in the middle. Oh, y'all getting ready to go crazy. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Listen, 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 listen. Brother Leon, listen. Oh, Sister Lisa, check this out. The third thing that I want you to grab hold and take is alignment. It's alignment. Alignment means an arrangement in a straight line or correct, appropriate positions. I believe I'll say that again. It's an arrangement in a straight line or in correct or appropriate relative positions. First lady, I didn't tell you to get at the front. But you're in relative position. Because the blessing of the here and then it trickles down to you. Anyone that follows behind, it goes to. Anyone follows behind, it goes to. Anyone follows behind them, it goes to. Anyone find behind them, it goes to. Guess what, y'all? You are one accord. If I'm not mistaken, when they were on one accord, Acts chapter 2, good God Almighty. Everybody on the outside believed that they were crazy because it said that they were speaking in unknown languages. Why? Because they were in alignment. They were on one accord. After we transition, after we maneuver, we had to align with the Father. When you're in alignment with the Father, you accept his will to be done. Oh, God, help us in here. Y'all ain't praising. Y'all ain't getting it. Because if y'all would have got it, y'all would have stood. Everything that transpired in the walking, everything that transpired in the maneuvering, everything that transpired in the praise and worship, it happened so you can get on one accord. Thank you, God.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Come on, don't stop your praise. Come on. Matter of fact, if you got a baby in your arm, put the baby down. Open up your mouth. Come on. Come on and give God some praise. The Bible say, and suddenly a mighty rushing wind came in. Because the people were on one accord. Everybody, hallelujah, was anointed with the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. Come on, I dare you. Come on, let's bombard heaven together, y'all. On one accord, let's bombard heaven, hallelujah, in this place, hallelujah. Oh, God, magnify your holy name, God. Glory to your name, God, hallelujah. We honor you today, hallelujah. We thank you for the man of God today, Lord. Glory to your name, God. I bind every foul and filthy spirit, God, every witch, every warlock, God, every plot, every scheme, every attack of the enemy on his body, even now. We come against it, we curse it, and send the enemy packing, hallelujah. We lose good health, God, restoration and strength, God, in his body, even now. We cover him in the blood, hallelujah, the precious blood of the Lamb, even now, God. In the name of Jesus, move, God, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, restore, God. Repair, God, everything that he put out on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, as you go back to your seats, put those blessed hands together and give God a praise. Transition, maneuver, and alignment. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. When God says move, you move when God says move. Look at your neighbor and tell him just like that. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you for all of those of you that were joining. They had a Holy Ghost party online. Amen. And we give God glory for each and every one of you. Please continue to keep House of Deliverance in your prayers as we do the same for you and your families. Amen. Until we meet again, God bless you and thank you for joining us.